This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It appears that they are still at an impasse in terms of trying to advance those negotiations. They've been ongoing for a number of years. And really, I think the question still arises as to what would be the contribution of some of the major emerging markets, such as a China, India, and Brazil. You know, what concessions are they going to make in terms of additional market access and limitations on the subsidies that they provide? So that's still one of the questions. And of course, Director General Pascal Lamy has continued to try to push for a way forward and perhaps lay out a plan within 2012 that would hopefully, in his view, try to advance those negotiations.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Those least developed countries from an economic sense, countries were outlining some possible ways to try to help LDCs benefit more fully from global trade. In fact, the U.S. Trade Representative's office put forward some suggestions or programs that will try to, one, help some of the LDCs take better advantage of the African Growth and Opportunity Act. Others would try to provide some new steps of providing access for end quota imports of upland cotton fiber from LDCs. And the United States is also looking to extend what has been an ongoing program with West African cotton producing countries, and that's known as the West African Cotton Improvement Program, that is scheduled to expire in April of 12. The United States is looking to extend that assistance program as well. So from a broader sense, we didn't see any really progress in the negotiations, but there were efforts to try to address some of the concerns of those LDCs.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One, commending the administration for the efforts it's taken to try to resolve some of the cotton trade issues that are still lingering within the WTO. The council also recommended that the U.S. cotton industry could financially support and be more engaged in a structured exchange between U.S. and West African industry leaders, but also urged that other major cotton-producing countries, particularly those countries such as a China or an India, follow the lead of the United States and offer the same duty-free access to LDCs. And then finally urged that we see a more open and transparent global cotton fiber trade system. So those were some of the key points following that USTR announcement that the Council tried to put out there as well.